Hello? Can you hear me?
Gosh, this never works when I want it to.
Hello? Hello? Oh, hi. Yeah. Sorry, just the connection on this thing has been really weird the past few days, but glad it's working now. How have you been? Yeah? Yeah, just definitely feels like the whole world is kind of going crazy, huh? Yeah, no, they were talking about having like a end of the world party on Halloween this year, which is going to be, I know it sounds crazy, right? But like a pretend apocalypse happening. I guess I could think of like crazier things, but... So, how have things been with you? Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah, you told me you had a date. How'd it go? Oh, yeah? Aw. Why was she, like, a little bit sus? No way, seriously? What are the odds of that? Wait, okay, hold up. Let me get this straight. So, when was she dating your cousin? Okay, yeah, like a year ago. I think it's still kind of too close, but close or not, I mean, dating somebody who dated your cousin would be kind of weird, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I mean, definitely there would be the whole, like, you know, like, you know my family already kind of thing, but they're not exactly my family, but you'd still have to see them on special occasions kind of thing. But it's also, like, I mean, they broke up, so there's got to be some bad blood or something going on. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could be able to do it. I mean, so how did that even, like, I know you said you guys met on Tinder, but, like, did it not, like, ping for you at all? Like, did you not know? Oh, okay, right. So you're not, like, super close to this cousin. Yeah, but still... It's, like, weird. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sorry it didn't work out because I know you're kind of looking forward to it. I mean, what made you, like, what was so attractive about her? Because you just said that you met her, but, like, you didn't really give me, like, a rundown. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you want to keep dating her, that's up to you, man. But I'm just like, you know, let me in. Like, what made her so interesting? I mean, it was Tinder, so. First impressions and all that, as much as you can get from a social media profile. Ooh. So it was the body. Dang, yeah. I mean, that sounds like a good mix. Like, travel pictures. Travel pictures are always a good way to sneak in a few bikini shots. Oh, no, sir. You are not going to find me on Tinder. I don't know. It's just hard. I've done my fair share of, like, surfing, and it's just hard to find people I like on there. But yeah, I mean, so, great bod, great stuff. So when you met her, how do you feel? Like, did it match up? Oh, yeah? Dang, she really brought out the big guns then. Little black dress and everything. Oh, and her hair is gorgeous too. Nice. But she just doesn't have that something to turn you on. What does that even mean? I mean, why does it have to be like an outfit? Like, people could turn you on like anyhow. Like, it doesn't have to be an outfit or like a, I don't know, like a, doesn't have to be an accessory or like particularly tattoos or anything. Like, well, yeah, definitely. I guess meeting someone new is always a thrill in and of itself. But you know, like somebody who is familiar could be just as attractive. I mean, I think it's less of like, familiarity is definitely a big part of it, but I think like, it's also just when you see somebody in a new light, like that kind of feels like meeting somebody new too. Well, I mean, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying you never know who the next person could be. I mean, seriously, is that where your mind's at? Like, I've got to be in a bikini to, like, turn you on. Honey, do you think I would need all of that to turn you on? Oh. Oh, I see. So somehow your best friend since high school is, like, not the right person. Like, doesn't have the stuff to turn you on. I see, I hear you. I just think that's silly. I know you better than anybody else. You really think it would be that hard for me to turn you on? All right, fine. Fine, let's do this then. All right, game. Since you had your date ruined, and since I clearly have nothing better to do, let's do this then. I'm just going to keep talking. I'm going to keep talking, and if you get turned on at all, I win. I mean, I could say a lot of things. Like what? Okay. All right. Well, how would you like to know a secret? Well, since, you know, we're all just like bumming around at home, I'm not wearing any pants. I mean, if you really want to know the truth, most of the time that I'm on here just gaming with you guys or whatever, I'm not wearing any pants. On a good day, I'm not wearing any underwear. And, I mean, I've been working out. So I would say my ass hasn't ever been in this spectacular of a shape. Oh, is that not good enough for you, sir? Not enough of a turn on? Well, how about this? Sometimes when you're talking, I like to just sit and listen. Because I like the sound of your voice. And I like the way it sounds in my ear. I like the way sometimes when it's just the both of us and your voice gets all serious, it's kind of sounds like you're talking in my ear. You ready for confession number two? Sometimes I kind of picture that I'm just sitting in your lap while you're at your desk. And hot. Imagining sitting in your lap with no pants on. Oh, is that still not enough for you, sir? You like it when I call you sir? You're not gonna get very much of it, though. You know how I like to take charge? Do you really think I wouldn't take charge here, too? You've known me since high school. You know that when I want something, I get what I want. So sometimes I like to think about coming up to you when you're in your chair, grabbing one of the corners of the seat and just spinning you around. Putting my hands on the arms of your chair and leaning down and kissing you. Not just kissing you, but biting your lip. Just a little bit. Still not enough? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little bit turned on. But just think about it. Imagine you being on a call with someone and me interrupting you partway and kissing you and biting on that bottom lip and running my hand down your chest. Sneaking it under your top, just inching my way up across your skin. Kind of just ghosting my nails over it. And just scratching a little bit into your chest. Just a little bit. Nice and soft so you can feel that tingle along your skin. Reaching down, just sliding my other hand along your thigh and squeezing into it a little bit. Looking right into your eyes as I kneel in front of you and slowly start tugging your pants down. You know, sometimes I kind of miss when we were both in high school. All those sweatpants. I think I have a good idea for how big you are. But it'd be nice to see, nice to hold and experience it for myself. Be so nice to get to reach down and just gently run my fingers over you inside your pants. Look up at you as I'm on my knees. Let you look into my eyes. Grin up at you as I scratch gently over your pants. Let you feel that tingle along your thighs. And once you're out, once I pull your pants down far enough for your cock to spring free, just, just thinking about my hand wrapped around you, stroking, teasing just a little bit, bringing you closer and closer to my mouth. Not really. Still not turned on. Don't fight it. I know you like it. You've always told me how much you love blowjobs.
how much you love getting to watch someone wrap their lips around the head of your cock. Have you ever thought about me that way? Kneeling in front of you and slowly parting my lips and pressing the tip of your cock to them. Just slowly opening my mouth and letting my lips just spread around the head of your cock. Slowly easing you into my mouth. Feeling my tongue just licking really softly on the tip. Really? This is doing nothing for you. Oh, I've thought about it so much. Confession number 5, 6. I don't know what number we're on anymore. Just getting to wrap my lips around you and slide up and down. Just running my tongue along the ridge on the bottom and gently stroking the base of your cock. Just running my hands up your thighs and cupping the base of your cock. Sliding my lips up and down as I look right up into your eyes. I remember you telling me you like that. What was it? What the hell was her name? That girl you said in college who always gave the best blowjobs because she always had that eye contact thing going on. I told you. Nobody knows you like I do. God. I let you get your hand and just slide it into my hair. Watch me as I slide up and down your cock. My fingers and my lips working together in tandem. It's feeling me slide up and down, up and down. Still not enough for you. You fucking liar. I can hear you. I can hear your breathing getting all ragged and unsteady, like mine. I'm not even touching myself, but the thought of you in my mouth. I bet you've been listening to, at least I hope you have. You know how much I like it when you buck up into my mouth like that? Yeah? You can feel your cock hit the back of my throat as your fingers tangle my hair and pull me closer down onto you. You know I can take it. That's it. Keep going. Keep sliding into my mouth. Keep going deeper and deeper. Thrusting into me. God, that feels so good. You like that, don't you? Maybe I cave in. Maybe I cave in and I'm touching myself. Feels good. Sliding my fingers up and down. Just rubbing against my clit while I take you into my mouth. Thought of your cock just slipping and sliding along my tongue and getting to taste every last drop of that pre-cum.
I know a few good words.
That's it. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. Keep sliding into me. That's right. Use both of your hands. Put them into my hair. Just slide my head up and down your cock. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. God, you taste so good. You taste so good. God, it feels so good. It feels so good. It feels so good to know when you're getting close. Okay? I've always wanted to feel that. Wanted to feel how hard your cock can get. Wanted to feel how tight your balls get drawing up close as you get ready to come. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. I want you to feel it. I want to feel it. I want you to feel it from your toes all the way up. That's it. That's it. Come into my mouth. Go on. Come in my mouth. Come all over my tongue. Come all over my lips. Come all over my face. Put it wherever you want. That's it. That's it. Oh, God, yes. 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 Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, God, I'm close. I'm close. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. I knew you'd be touching yourself. Yes, yes, yes. That's it. Yes, 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 yes. That's it. Keep touching yourself. Keep touching yourself. Stroke it. Stroke, 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 stroke. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Come with me. Come with me. Please, please.
For not being turned on, huh? Told you. You don't need the bells and whistles. You just need someone who knows you. And I do. Oh. Hi. No, we were just hanging out. Yeah, how are you doing? I'm good. I just sat down. I was away getting some things. Yeah, I mean, I heard that they were talking about something going on in Halloween and it'd be cool to join in and yeah.